It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com. Today's game can only be referred to as the catch. Bucky's Legends continues on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The date, September 6, 1997. A 47-yard Ty Hoagland catch caps a 13-point fourth-quarter comeback to beat St. John's 25-21. Head coach Jeff Tesh.
And we had been ahead most of the game, and we thought this was going to be a nice signature win for us, beating St. John's. And then, as a good program does, they methodically came back. They got ahead at the end of the game, and, you know, here we go again. The heads were hanging, and, you know, we're not going to get this win. And then you call the old Hail Mary, and you practice it. And a lot of times, you know, they're tough to practice during the week. You don't want guys jumping up and landing on each other. And I can remember Pat O'Connor being in the huddle, and I can remember stepping to the side to avoid a rush. And I'm like, we're not going to get this pass off. And then he threw it up there, and, you know, you're peeking, and all of a sudden you just see it come down right to Ty Hoagland, and, you know, you get the goosebumps just thinking about it. And, you know, I just think it was really that first big signature win for us to beat that kind of a program. And after you beat Gagliardi once, they say he'll never play again. So that's why he's got all those wins. But pretty exciting when that ball came down right in Ty's hands. And if you know Ty right now, that meant a lot to him. And Bemidji, he's got a man cave in his basement with banners, letter jackets, this, that, posters, and it's all BSU, and I'm sure that catches down there too.
That was the first win of the season. Jeff, how did that win help start the season?
It kind of jump starts you. I could say it you know, you think ahead as a coach and realize, hey, this is gonna help with morale, it's gonna help with recruiting, that we can beat a good program. I just felt it really was kind of the signature win that maybe turned things around for us.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.